the optimal age for the catechism? I mean, honestly, you want me to really tell you this? Because this is so frustrating that we use this word catechism to mean multiple things, okay? Because so what I'm about to say is not about the small catechism. It's about the catechism with questions, okay? The book, which is not the catechism, the book. 16, 17, 18 years old, maybe, you know, college. College is a good time, actually. They'd really probably get a lot out of it in college. Mm-hmm. The small catechism questions in the paper, I don't know that I'd ever give it to a kid either. I'd give it to a parent who says, what should I teach my kids? Because that's what it's written for. It's the first thing it says, as the head of the household should teach. So the point is not, hey, kid, here's this, read it. It's, hey, dad, make sure you talk about this at the dinner table. Okay. What would I do for the kid? I would encourage, like the other questioner, pray the Lord's Prayer before bed. Say the Ten Commandments in the Creed too. Guess what? That's the catechism. I know, it's crazy. Everyone wants to think the catechism is not a thing, but no. You're just wrong. You're just wrong. That's the catechism. Everything else is an explanation. Nothing wrong with explanations. Problem is confusion of the two.
The beautiful thing is that as you do that, you just start saying it with them. Once they become inquisitive about it, they will ask questions. What does it mean, descended into hell?
Yes.
You know, yes. Hallowed? Hallowed? What is Hallowed? You know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let them grow through the absorbing phase of the substance mm-hmm. to the questions. And then if you don't have an answer, go to the catechism yeah. question and answers yourself and find the answer. By the way, so I said Creed, Lord's Prayer, and Ten Commandments. That's the catechism. But what about baptism and Lord's Supper? Well, Luther added those to the historic catechism of Ten Commandments, Creed, Lord's Prayer. Nothing wrong with that, actually. But so then just if you're going to every night say Romans 6, 3-7 or 3-8, say the words of institution. No, say John 20. Like just pull that out and memorize those things and start that as young as possible. Like there's not too soon. But the idea that we're gonna come up with the right resource as a book to give our kids that they go away and then they are Christian, this is to ignore kids. This is to ignore media ecology, period. This is to ignore the swamp of media ecology and entertainments we're living in right now. All of them. It's like a perfect storm of they're not gonna listen. As opposed to use these tools the way they are designed, the small catechism of Dr. Luther designed for you as a parent to learn so that at the table you will talk about it. Not open it and read it. You will talk about it. That is what we should do. And then if you're going to teach something, teach the things that you're supposed to talk about, which is the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, what baptism is, what the supper is, what forgiveness is. And let the books fit where books fit. So, nothing wrong with a reference book. Just don't treat it like it's the Bible. It's not.